thank you. Thank you for shaming me after giving me my first orgasm / squirt combo. It was really, really cool to learn that like I could do that with my body since it had never happened before. But I definitely really appreciate you violently shaming me, making me, belittling me, making me feel less than, and then kicking me out. So shitty experience, but it actually makes for really good content because I have a sex podcast now. So I just went ahead.
Girl, stop talking. All the shit that people are thinking but not saying. I'm not even like drunk. I've just been like drinking. Does my podcast offend you? Men, if you're listening, I apologize in advance. Women, hey bitches, are you ready? Are you still talking? Girl, stop talking.
Hi. Happy fucking Monday, bitches. Oh my God, I'm so excited to talk to you guys. So much has happened since we last chatted, okay? If you're not watching on Spotify, what are you really doing with your life? I mean, I put in so much blood, sweat, and tears to make this look so good for you guys, and you are doing me dirty by not watching. Except for I'm like struggling right now. No, I'm just kidding. But if you are watching, as you can see, we're celebrating. And it's so crazy to me that it's even been this long. Today's celebration is exactly 3 years since I released my first episode of the podcast. 3 fucking years. I think technically, if I'm being 100% honest, the release date was April 6th, but we're a Monday dropped. We dropped the show on Mondays, so we're going today. And I just can't believe it's been 3 years since I've been doing the show. I wish I could say all of those years were consistent. However, if you've been riding with me from day one, you know that I've taken large breaks in the past just because trying to figure out a schedule and like how to make this work with my already chaotic life has been difficult. However, moving forward into this will be our season three, I had a lot of ideas and expectations for this season. First off, I want the goal for myself is to post weekly episodes all fucking year long. I want season three to be a full year of Girl Stop Talking. I want to see growth. I want to be able to have more consistent, fun conversations and girl chats with y'all. So, I also had like all of these crazy plans for this episode and to like relaunch and rebrand and like all of this stuff with like new photos and everything like that. But as we know, when we last talked, I broke my clavicle. I'm not wearing my sling today. I still have quite a bit of bruising. Typically if I'm sitting and like resting and I have somewhere to place my arm, it's not a big deal for me to have it off because it's actually a little more comfortable. So I wanted to just do a little something. I decorated. I have some balloons. You can hear. Also, happy fucking season three. I will be doing new photos and everything like that, hopefully sooner than later, so that we can revamp, change the pictures on the podcast page and with the episodes, because I have a lot of fun ideas. I'm still going to do guests. I'm still going to do solos, hopefully more solos than guest episodes, but it's nice to have some of those, some other people on just so I can get like the conversation and the back and forth, which we don't always get with me sitting here. there's only so much entertaining I can do for you guys, you know? I'm going to take a little sip of my drink. And basically all of that is going to start now. So I'm really excited to bring you season 3, weekly content, more clips coming out, more posting. If you're listening to this and you're not following the Girl Stop Talking podcast on Instagram, that's strictly where all of the content is going to go. And then I'm going to try and double post on TikTok, also Girl Stop Talking podcast on TikTok. So follow me there. Help me grow. I'm only able to grow so much, but it's really the people that have been listening to me from day one and have even jumped in or have come up to me and said they listened to the show. Like, it's because of you guys. So just a big shout out for making it this far with me. I'm so excited. Okay, with that, we're going to get into today's episode. I wanted to give you some like updates since it's been a couple of weeks since we talked. If you follow me on Instagram, I feel like I say that a lot. Is that annoying? Probably. Anyways, you know that I've been struggling. This whole like realization of just low-key being broken, I've been trying to put on like a strong face and keep doing my day-to-day, but it definitely has heavily affected me mentally. I don't really think it set in for a little while. Like, I had one bad week and I was, or a couple of days, and I was like, this really sucks. Then I went on vacation and we went to Miami for spring break, and then we did a cruise to the Bahamas. And that was truly just like R&R. Like, it was the most low key trip I've ever taken. And I obviously needed it because I was healing and repairing at that point in time. And it was like, no, I wasn't even like back to regular life yet, you know? So it still hadn't sunk in on like how difficult things were going to be. I came back from the vacation and it was great, by the way. I mean, shit, I didn't plan on like talking about that. Nothing really like crazy happened. We did go, I think the only like funny story is we did go to the beach, this all adult beach, and I took my sling off, got a couple cute pictures, bent over, got one of my ass, like true Tatum fashion, and gave the guy my room number to be like, because they connect the photos to your room number. And then I was like, okay, that'll be cute. I'll get those pictures later. And then there was like some girls, you know, people started getting lit. They were like on this little like pool stage, twerking, like fucking getting it. And I'm like, oh, I have to go up there. I mean, a broken clavicle and all, babe, hold my sling. So my man, I knew he's like sitting there like, oh my fucking God, this girl, I swear to God, if she slips and falls, I'm gonna be so pissed. And you know, low key, I was thinking the same thing too. I'm like, bitch, you better not fucking slip and fall. You be careful. So yeah, I had to get up on stage and like twerk a little bit because Cardi came on, you know? I'm like, I just can't help myself. We did meet some friends and ended up going out to the club, meeting some other people at karaoke, and that was basically it. Oh, wait, no, I didn't even share the funny part of the story. Okay, and then we're sitting at the pool the day that we get back, and this girl comes up to me, and she's like, girl, look at you, double-cheeked up on a Tuesday. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, I knew I recognized that ass from somewhere. She pulls up her phone in the Royal Caribbean app, and she shows me, she's like, we got your photos. And I was like, what? What do you mean you got my photos? They're like, we got your photos of your ass. And I was like, shut the fuck up. They're like, did you get them? No, I didn't get any photos. So this girl and her husband and their friends that were a couple, they were the ones that got my photos sent to their phone, not me, which I thought that was hilarious and very on brand. That was really the only significant thing that happened. The other weird thing that I didn't know was a thing at all is like Miami broke up with spring break, which means they don't do it anymore. So when we got to, It was honestly all kind of worked out great because I wouldn't have been able to do anything anyways, but we were staying right in South Beach. So when we got there, they were like on curfew, lockdown. Like there was literally like four police officers at every light, which are like half a block long. Cop cars everywhere. They had like someone on like a golf cart with like a big ass speaker, like very purge end of the world shit where it was like, curfew is in, curfew 12 o'clock to six, go to your hotel, go to your hotel. And then there was seriously like 150 bicycle cops that were just cycling down the streets of Miami. Everything shut down, everything closed. They were completely on lockdown from 12 p.m. to 6 a.m. for all of March in South Beach, Miami. So if you didn't know that and you're ever like thinking about planning a trip, don't, because they literally lock it down. I guess apparently they've had like multiple shootings and stuff in the past, so they're just like done with it. And you also can't order alcohol or buy alcohol after 6 p.m. unless you're like at a restaurant. They can sell you drinks, but and while you're like sitting inside, but you can't like go to the store or the convenience store and buy alcohol after 6 p.m. And then the curfew is at 12. So that was pretty crazy to me. I've never been to Miami, so to have that as my first experience, definitely a little weird. From my understanding, it's only the month of March though. So just keep that in mind. Back to my updates. So I'm just going to be real because, you know, this is the little life update. I like to keep it really real. I came back from my trip and I was like, okay, I'm going to work. And I was still struggling. My body was very tired, but I'm like, I've already taken like fucking, I think it was 17 days off of work. I'm like, I can't not just do anything. I can't just sit here. I'm going to go fucking crazy. So I went back to work and my basically first day of work, the girl that works with me pulled me aside and she told me that she's not going to be able to do lashes anymore. And that shit really, I was not expecting. It definitely came out of nowhere. And listen, we have a beautiful relationship and I love her so much, but I was not expecting that. And just the amount of stress that I had already had with what was going on with me in general. It just sent me in a fucking spiral. I'm not even going to lie. This week truly has been, I've been feeling a lot better. I think it was like Friday is like when I started feeling a little better. But the week prior, it was dark. It was sad. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. How am I supposed to like, with a kickball change, let me fucking just switch stuff around and make this work. But I'm like, I'm not even working full time and I'm still not feeling good. And how am I going to take these clients and blah, blah, blah. So it was a lot of like trying to figure out what the fuck I was going to do. And it just sent me in a spiral. It also felt like I low-key felt like I was going through a breakup. I mean, I love this girl so much and I just did not expect to be saying goodbye to her so soon. And so, yeah, it really put me in a fucking spiral. And you know, I've just been going day to day and you know, when like, well, I said this to one of my girlfriends and I swear she thought I was crazy, but you know, when like you're so sad, like you want to feel sad, but then you're also like, I hate the way I feel because I know this isn't me, but it's like, you're just like dragging ass to do anything, like to get up every morning and not just sleep in, or I was trying to get myself outside and I would just literally stare out the window while I was like on my phone or watching TV, looking at the sun go down, being like, you need to go out there. You need to go out. just got to get out there and just go on a walk, even if it's for 5 minutes. I'm like trying to coach myself through this. And then I'm like, but I just want to be sad. And my one girlfriend was like, are you okay? She was like, do you think it would be, maybe it would be good to like talk to a professional about this? Bless her heart. She like listened to me on the phone for like an hour. But, and it's funny because like, I would probably give the same advice to someone. Like, you obviously don't want to see like your friends hurting and so upset, but we're also not like legit therapists. So it's like, we can only help so much, you know, but I don't know if she understood it, but someone's got to understand, right? I'm sure some of you are listening like, oh no, I get it. Yeah. I went into like a little depressy epi and you know, I just had to feel it for a little while because I was essentially mourning what I thought the direction my business was going in, maybe. It was rough, girl. One of my other girlfriends said something to me because, you know, I like talk to a handful of people and they're like, everybody's like, it's going to be okay. And like, you're going to get through it. And like, this is just, you know, it's just for right now, but you're strong and you will persevere. And you know, it's just a season. And again, I get that. And I would probably say the same thing to someone that was coming to me to vent about being upset or being sad. And then I was talking to one of my girlfriends and she was like, you know what? She's like, I'm so sorry, but it's going to get like, she's about to be like, it's going to get better. But she stopped herself. She's like, actually, you know what? That sucks. And I wanted to stand up and like start clapping. I was like, yeah, girl, it does fucking suck. Thank you. And you know, I guess you never know what someone wants when they're coming to you venting about a situation. I think most of the time we just want someone to listen, not necessarily give advice. And I think when you love someone so much, you like, you don't want to see them sad and you want to give them this advice and like uplift their spirits. But sometimes I think we forget that like it's okay to validate someone's feelings, especially when they're upset, even if it's something that's completely out of their control and if you want to fix it. So it's like in that moment, I felt like she validated my feelings and it actually like made me feel better. I was like, she sees it too. It does suck. I'm like, thank you. And I think the other thing, like looking at this is we can all just take a little reminder to the next time a friend comes up to you and starts venting about something is maybe just asking them like, would you just like me to listen or would you like my advice? Because even a question just like that, it allows the other person to be like, huh, I don't know. I think I just want you to listen. Or like, no, I literally have no idea what the fuck to do about this. Like I need someone to try and tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do. So that's basically where I've been. I didn't think I was going to sit and talk about this for 20 fucking minutes. Also let me know what you guys like. If you like stuff like this, like I know a lot of times I try and keep my life updates like fun with a story. But I also want them to be more personal and like share more one-on-one depth about like real shit that's happening. Because I think, I mean, we all know like online is so fake and that's why I have progressively shared a lot about how I'm really feeling because life isn't fucking perfect. My life's not perfect. I do a lot of fun shit, but yeah, being sad and not happy gets in the way of all of that. So if you like these little deep thought updates, life updates, let me know, DM me, or you can always leave a review. If you're listening on Apple or you have an Apple phone and you can just, if you could go into the Girl Stop Talking Apple podcast, scroll all the way down to the bottom and leave a review. You can make a fake username or whatever, not just the stars. Like, leave me a fucking review, please. I read all of them. I'm going to start posting them as like content on the Girl Stop Talking page about specific episodes. So if you DM me, or even if the reviews are supposed to help with moving the show forward. So if you haven't left a review yet, please do so. Any episode that you love, anything that you've taken away from it, you can always, always, always DM me. Let's have a conversation about it. I really do love connecting with everyone through this, and it makes me so, so happy when you guys reach out and you're like, wow, I love this episode. This is what I loved. You're like, this had me dying. Like, I love that. It's just like, it validates like why I continue to put time and effort into this. So moving forward, this is where the fun is going to happen. Okay. It looks like I'm drinking like a cocktail, but it's actually just Celsius and a little soda water to like melt it down a little bit, because that shit is be hitting and it's already like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Little ice cube ASMR. Okay. I also wanted to do a couple of fun updates. It's still on with the life updates, but kind of going more into like the ridiculousness of like what I talk about in general. Okay. A couple of things happen. First of all, if you have not watched or listened to the episode that I did with Justin, Sex Party FM, I've been tagging him and everything. You can, all of his links are like in his bio. We did a fucking hilarious, wild episode together. It's so fucking funny. And like, even just re-listening to the clips that he's been posting me or tagging me in, half of them I'm like, I can't even believe I said this. I'm like, and I'm like blasted. He posted like 30 fucking clips. I'm like, they're like blasted all over the place, but the episode is so good. And it's crazy. I always say I'm the queen of like running into people I don't want to run into. And right now I'm going to share with you two fucking stories. Okay. It's insane to me how like energetically the universe works when you speak upon certain things and how it brings those things back into your life, even if you don't want them to. Okay. I told a story on Dustin's podcast about, I've told the story maybe a couple of times on here. If you're an active listener, you may have already heard it. I have this saying because it's very intriguing to everyone and it's a great story to tell. And I'm like, I had a whole ass baby before I had an orgasm. And usually people are like, what? That's crazy. It is fucking crazy. How can you have a baby but not an O? Well, it happens. Also, I was very young. Okay. I was 18 when I had my son. So again, not in this realm sexually, understanding my body, how it works, or even nearly with partners that gave a shit. Okay. It was like high school dating, basically. It's like, oh, everybody's having sex. It's so fun. And nobody knows what the fuck is going on. So in the story, I was telling him about the first time that I did have an orgasm, and the orgasm also simultaneously came with me squirting. And this had never happened to me. These two things had never happened to me before. Okay. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, but you should really go to Dustin's podcast and listen to it because I give you all the details and the events and how it happened. So here you're going to get a recap. Finish listening to this and then you can go back and whatever. Okay. So I met this guy via like Facebook Messenger. This was a while ago. I think it was 20. Okay. And we were talking online. He lived up north where my mom lived at the time. And I was going up there to visit my mom and I was like, oh my God, I want to meet this guy. I literally knew it was just going to be a fling. I was like, whatever. He's so hot and I want to meet him. So we end up hanging out, hooking up, simultaneously have my first orgasm and squirted everywhere. At the time, I just want to refrain, I had no idea that what squirting was, that I did it. At that point, I was like, yeah, sex is fun, but I don't really get it. Like, what's the point? Like, yeah, it's fun, but everyone's like talking about this orgasm, but it's never happened to me. So it just like wasn't clicking, you know? I'm like, yeah, sure, it's fun, whatever, but like, I'm not gonna like die on the dick, you know? And in this moment when all of this happened, he ended up getting so upset about it and was like, why, if you knew this was going to happen, why wouldn't you just tell me? You should have told me, like, what the heck? And I remember him like stripping like the comforter off, stripping the bed sheets off. And it was like a puddle on the mattress. And I literally like told him, I'm like, this has never happened before. He thought I was lying. Okay. And then he made me leave. So this was the story about this guy. I swear to you, this was literally, if I was 20, this was 8 years ago. Okay. And I have not heard from him since. I couldn't even tell you his fucking name. Up until yesterday. I'm sitting in bed, laying in bed, literally being like bed rotting, okay? Like being the laziest piece of shit. I'm in bed all fucking day yesterday, really just relaxing, recovering from my friend's wedding, not doing anything. I wake up, chilling, whatever. I get this ding on my phone and it's a WhatsApp text. And I'm like, that's fucking weird. And I see the name and it says, shit, am I gonna fucking say his name? I don't know how much airtime I want to give this person. I see his name and it says, Fuckboy Frankie. And with the fucking warning signs, okay, on the name. And I'm like, wait, what? And then I go into the text and I'm like, that's the guy. I'm like, that is the fucking guy. Sorry, I'm trying to save. I'm saving a note for to make a little edit here. So I click into this text and I get this message. Oh, wow, dot, dot, dot. I just got this yesterday and I noticed that you were on it, dot, dot, dot. How the heck have you been? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, how does this episode where I'm sharing this story in grave detail and it gets released on Wednesday of last week and then on Sunday, I haven't heard from this person in 8 years and they fucking text me via WhatsApp. Also, if you're texting via WhatsApp, like to me, that still screams fuckboy. That screams I'm hiding something. I'm in a relationship. Like WhatsApp is an encrypted line. So like if you're trying to do anything shady, it's probably the best way to go. So I'm like laughing at this because I'm like, I can't even believe this. So what do? I click into like his little profile because there's a picture there with the name saved on how it came in. And I took a screenshot where it says, you know, fuck boy with the warning signs. Took a screenshot and I send it to him. And I say, oh yeah, I remember you. Which I thought was so clever because I'm like, you know what, dude, fuck off. Like, what an asshole, okay? He did respond. He said, you're right, dot, dot, dot. I'm sorry I made you leave after we fucked, dot, dot, dot. Don't hold it against me forever, LOL. Slowly trying to slide his way back in. Sorry, it's not gonna happen, okay? It took everything in me not to respond because part of me wanted to be like, you know what? Honestly, thank you. Thank you for shaming me after giving me my first orgasm / squirt combo. It was really, really cool to learn that like I could do that with my body since it had never happened before, but I definitely really appreciate you, violently shaming me, belittling me, making me feel less than, and then kicking me out. So, shitty experience, but it actually makes for really good content because I have a sex podcast now. So I just went ahead and roasted you anyways. Have a good day. Bye. That's what I wanted to say, but I'm like, I don't even want to give him the satisfaction of knowing that those things had never happened and he was the one to make them happen. Because in true fuckboy nature, I don't think he would hear anything else about the belittling, the shaming, or anything, and how that's created like a negative experience in my sex life. He would just hear like, oh my God, I made you orgasm and squirt for the first time. That's so fucking cool. Wait, we should do it again. That's probably what he'd say, some dumbass fucking shit. So I didn't respond. I just left it at that. And it seems like he got the fucking memo because he hasn't responded. So I just thought that was a funny story. Oh my God. Okay. Another fucking funny story about someone that I didn't want. This one, I guess that one, I didn't really like run into him, but it felt like a reoccurring event type thing. A couple of weekends ago, I went out to celebrate my friend's birthday. We went to Oso in Gilbert and I was hanging out with them. They ended up leaving to go back to their house to get ready and they were going to meet me later that night. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stay. I've had a couple drinks. I really don't feel like being in the car for like 45 minutes and just to sit in the car and watch them get ready. You know what I mean? So I stayed at the bar. I was hanging out doing my thing. You guys know I love a solo bar venture. Okay. One of my favorite things to do is just talk shit to people, which I get to do when I'm alone because I don't have to like, my attention's not being caught up by anyone else. So I can literally just walk to the bar, start a conversation with someone, and just like start roasting them. I mean, roasting men is so fun at the bar. Like after a couple of drinks, I wish that I could have like a little fly on the wall and you guys could come with me and see, because I really do be making myself laugh. And them too. They secretly fucking love it. But that's beside the point. I was talking to these two guys. They ended up like getting drinks, walking away. And then there was another guy at the bar that I saw in my peripheral, but I didn't know who it was. And the bartender made a comment to him and he's like, dude, are you going to finish your salad or what's up? And I like turned because me, you know, just there to roast men at the bar. I was like, is that even your fucking salad? That's kind of weird. Cause he grabbed it. And then he looks at me and he's like, yeah, it is my fucking salad, Tatum, and I'm gonna eat it. What do you fucking get? Sitting there and I'm like, wait, what? Like, you know when you get that like head tilt, you're like, who the fuck is that? And then it clicked. This guy I also haven't seen in probably 6 or 7 years. I didn't actually really know him, but I knew of him because he was dating this girl that I used to work with and he was lit, fucking lit. And I look at him and I was like, oh, I said his name and I'm like, I didn't even know that that was you. Sorry. Like not a big deal. Not trying to entertain it. Cause I know that this guy doesn't like me. He was so wasted that he just started talking shit to me. He's like, you know, like, I was like, oh yeah, you're so-and-so's boyfriend. He goes, husband. And we have a baby now. And I just sat there and I was like, feeling very uncomfortable because it didn't, in my perspective, from what I knew in the past, it didn't look like much has changed. And from my understanding in the past, when I was friends with this person, it wasn't very healthy of a relationship. So to hear that they have progressed and listen, I fucking get it. I've been in those fucking crazy toxic relationships, but it definitely shook me a little bit. And I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that. I was like, okay, congratulations. Like, so good. Good for you. You know, and he's like, I just don't understand like why you would do that to her. Like she really liked you as a person. And like, he's just like rambling about how I did something to her. And listen, that's a story for another time. I didn't do anything to her that I don't know. I don't even think she actually ever wanted to be my friend. There was like this moment where she clung on to something and decided like, I'm going to use this and say that you took advantage of me, which listen, I'm not even going to get into all that, but he's over here drunk, wasted, slurring his words up in my face, telling me how I'm this like shitty person and a shitty friend because she really liked me as a friend. Why did I do that to her? But not saying anything. And I was like, okay, yes. Well, I'm just like a little confused. Like, what did I do? What did I do? And then he's like, he interrupts me. Cause you know, when people are like that fucked up, they're not actually like listening to you. They're just like rambling. He interrupts me and he's like, you know, I actually like, I tried to give you a chance and like tried to like you, like how she liked you. And like as a friend, and like I would see your Instagram and all the stuff that you posted on there. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she just like had a hard go at life, you know, and like that's why she's posting these things because she wants attention. Oh my God. I'm like literally sitting here and I'm like, okay, yeah, because I want attention. Right. What did I do again? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, as soon as he's like, she posts these things on Instagram because she wants attention, I'm like, wow, I've heard this one before. I've heard it from my ex, crazy ex-boyfriend. I want attention. First of all, who doesn't want attention? Okay. I'm a Libra for one. I have blue fucking hair. And the last time I checked, like, you're not my man. So I'm confused on why my Instagram is making you insecure. Seems a little weird to me. I finally got a fucking word out and I was like, oh, okay. So like, I'm just curious because I thought she blocked me. So like, are you following me on Instagram? And he's like, sets back and he's like, no, I'm not following you on Instagram. And I'm like, okay, so how do you know what I'm posting? I'm just like a little confused. And then after that, thank God, because as this was going on, I was like making eyes to like people at the bar were like looking at me, looking at him, looking at me, like, and I was just like, is someone gonna save me? Because I don't think I could get myself out of the situation, but it's not gonna be in the way anybody wants because I'll just waiting for that one C word to drop and I'll start throwing drinks. You know what I mean? So luckily, the male bartender behind the bar was like, hey, dude, like, you're fucking cut off. I don't care. Like, if you need to cash out, you need to come over here and cash out. And you need to get the fuck out of here because you're cut off. You're done. You need to leave. And I, in that moment, I never like felt so seen by another man. Like, seeing this situation go down and seeing how like it's escalating, but like, I'm like, essentially catering to this guy's like crazy needs by like trying to validate him through the conversation. Cause at that point I knew there was nothing that I was going to say. It was just going to cause a bigger scene. So long story short, that was fucking awkward. I got him. Well, I wouldn't say I got him kicked out. He got himself fucking kicked out of the bar, but I'm sure how that story got turned around to this girl who, you know, I don't know if she likes me, if she doesn't like me or whatever, but we were friends at one point and I'm sure that was just a little chaotic in the long run. It was crazy. Like even people afterwards were like, dude, I was about to like walk over there. Are you okay? Like one guy came up to me and was like, hey, are you good? Like what, did you know that guy? And I'm like, I did, but I did not think I knew him. And it just fucking got a little fucking weird. I have no fucking outline for today's episode. We're really just sending it. We're going one story at a time. I think I wanted to end with a couple funny sex stories because, as we know, I'm quite ridiculous. And maybe I should save them. You know what? I'm going to save them. Tune in, well, I don't know if I'm going to do a solo next week or not. I'm going to try and keep a rhythm of like solo guest. I may do a couple bonuses or whatever, but we are here. We're back. We're posting content. By we, I mean me and my other personalities and you guys helping me. Thanks for listening. Regardless, you will have more of me next week. And updates for the show. Thank you for celebrating. Happy fucking Monday. Go like, subscribe, write a review. Help your girl out. All right. Bye.
Girl, stop talking.
Thank you.